WDR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early voting begins today in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota as Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to discuss abortion access in Georgia. She talked about anti-abortion laws during a live stream rally Thursday.
Among everything that is wrong with these bans and what has happened in terms of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, it's a health care crisis. It's a health care crisis that affects the patient and the profession.
Former President Donald Trump told the American Israeli Council that if he loses in November, Jewish people would have, quote, a lot to do with the loss because of their support for Harris. A Japanese company says the walkie-talkies that exploded in the coordinated strikes across Lebanon Wednesday were discontinued 10 years ago. Hezbollah's vowing revenge. And a Kentucky judge is dead, shot to death in his courthouse chambers. The county sheriff's been charged with his murder. This is ABC News. The U.S. Army soldier who ran across the border last year from South Korea into North Korea is expected to plead guilty to desertion and assault charges today. It's from Travis King's attorney. He's due in court later at Fort Bliss, Texas. A days-long fire at a natural gas pipeline near Houston has finally burned out. The fire began Monday when an SUV struck a pipeline valve. Human remains found inside the vehicle. Police are opening a criminal investigation. Seven homes were damaged by the fire. A historic night for L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career has had a three-home run game.
As heard on KLAC, three home runs on the night for Ohtani gave him 51 on the season. He's the first player in history with 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a season. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life and health care, including access to contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom. He knows reproductive rights are rights every woman is entitled to. He knows reproductive issues are personal and private matters between women and their doctors. Glenn Grothman voted against women's health, access to abortion and contraception, pregnant workers, and pregnant veterans. Stand up for your right to reproductive freedom. Vote for John Zarbano. Tell Glenn Grothman we're not going back.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday is an important day in court for Robert F. Kennedy. He's trying to get off the Wisconsin ballot. The Elections Commission and previous courts have ruled that under state law, the only way for non-party candidates to be removed is to die. Friday, Kennedy's team and the Wisconsin Elections Commission will file briefs with their arguments in the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Kennedy is trying to get his name off the ballot so his supporters are more likely to vote for former President Donald Trump. In an act of bravery, a 12-year-old boy saved his dad from a bear attack here in Wisconsin. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, a village in Burnett County. They were hunting and had shot the bear from a tree stand. When they went down to track it, the bear spotted Ryan and charged him. Thinking quickly, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear, killing it and saving his dad's life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he's feeling better.
He's definitely feeling a lot better. A lot better from when, you know, the injury happened in Brazil. So, you know, the whole thing is, like we said before, just taking it day by day. Trying to see, you know, how it feels every day. And coming here, keep doing the treatment, keep doing the rehab. And, you know, was out there today. And just trying to take it day by day and just keep feeling it out. But it's feeling better.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Sunny and mid-80s on Saturday. 62 with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night. For Sunday, showers and a high of 71. 69 on Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning!
Friday.
Happy Friday in Titletown, U.S. of A. 80 degrees. Packers going for another win on the road this week.
I hope so.
They're going to get that win or lose by less than 2.5 points.
That's what I hope. Todd, Johnny, and I went to the casino last night just to, you know, went to the sports
book. Kick the tires?
Just to kick tires, place a little bet. But boy, that gets to be fun when you're there. Because you can
Did you do more than just kick the tires?
Well, yeah, you can do so much, right? Yeah. You want to go straight up, you take the points, you take the over-under.
Now you got in my head, I want to make sure I made the bet.
Then you start looking at other games. It's like, wait a minute, I kind of like these guys.
And under.
Yeah,
you had me think, you had me double guessing myself there when you said, you took the over, right? And I'm like, no, I think I took the under. So I took the under.
So John bet last night on the, which I was going to do because it'd be more interesting, the Jets-Patriots game. I didn't bet on that because had I bet on it, I would have watched it. But anyway, the over-under, which was 37 points. So, and you bet over.
38.5, yes.
I bet under. Then you won.
I did. That's what I told you.
Oh, you won. I won that.
No, I won that one.
Okay.
But I lost the other one. I took Patriots getting 20 bucks. But you know what I win?
So you win 40 bucks.
No, well, no. Potential winnings. So I won $18.20.
Well, so you won
on a $20 bet.
All right. So it's almost double. All right. That's not bad.
And then the next one, and I lost $18.20. Could have broken up much more even than that.
But, so then we're sitting in there talking with because they have, you know, those high top tables, and we didn't get anything to eat, but anyway. And then his
smelled
wife
smelled good though, didn't it?
Oh yeah, they have a restaurant there, bar, you know, and people with their little pencils in their ear, you know, some serious people. But then your phone rang, and it's like, don't answer that because I don't know if you can. You can have phones.
Todd,
in there.
Can you use a cell phone in a casino?
I don't think you can.
No, I don't think so either.
So
it's like, don't answer that. We'll take care of that later. But anyway, so a couple bets on the Packer game. I took.
Okay, so let me tell you this, though.
I took the over.
Here's my theory. Here's what I was thinking last night we should do. We should take 1 week, okay? Got texter vintage Aaron Rodgers last night. Happy for the guy. He was good.
I know. I read that.
He was good.
Right. They said that he... And of course, he looked really good because the other guy was, like, really bad, too,
yeah,
right?
But he was throwing it. He was running. He was Aaron Rodgers. He was Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't Favre in his last year. This was a good-looking Aaron Rodgers. It really was. Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, the funny part is, I just bought his book.
Right.
And I just read it. I just finished it last night. The part I can't, and it talks on about the amazingly wonderful things he's done for people. Like, you can't even believe. But the part with his family, and I know family is family, but the part I can't get over is he used to call his grandma his grandpa before every game.
Yeah, which is cool.
Super cool. Super close to them. And then he had a fallout with them, and he never spoke to him again.
Yeah, how do you have a fallout with your grandparents?
I know. And it just is, the grandma wrote, you know, for the book, she wrote like a little thing. It's like, we're still praying that something, you know, it's been 9 years or something, and that we're still praying. And,
prodigal son type thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know.
I mean, you can be a jerk to any, but when it's your grandma and your grandpa.
Yeah. And it's not like.
And the grandpa died with him being, you know, distraught from this.
Right. And it's not like your grandparents, boy, have they changed.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
They're pretty
yeah.
consistent, right?
Yeah.
And that whole thing with the gifts, too, right? Like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So this, here, Todd.
God, what a, I don't know.
So Olivia Munn, seems like she caused all the big riff, okay?
Really?
Yeah. And so, because it turned.
It's always the Yoko Ono. I'm telling you.
So we're talking about that, too.
Yeah. We can talk about that. But, okay, so they had this big riff. Olivia Munn called them and just ripped into them about some stuff. And this was right before Christmas. And the Aaron Rodgers' mom allegedly said, how can you talk to me that way? I'm his mother. You're just his girlfriend. And I guess that just tore him, you know, set him up, blah, blah, blah. So the parents still sent Aaron, at least, I don't know about Olivia, but at least sent Aaron a Christmas present.
Sure.
Okay? A couple weeks later, it's the dad's birthday. He gets a package from Aaron Rodgers' house. Okay? Thinking, oh, that's nice. Aaron Thoughtful. Sent me a birthday present. It wasn't. It was the gifts they had sent him. He returned them to them. Sent them back.
Can you believe that? You know.
Yeah. I mean,
when your girlfriend, wife, when your mom says, how can you talk to me like that? You got to kind of defend your mom a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know, saying, hey, look, you can say it to me, but come on, she's my mom.
Absolutely.
You know,
100%.
But for the guy to...
I don't care who says anything about my mom, they're my enemy then.
Right.
You know?
It kind of...
Although, trust me, they'd be my mom's enemy too, and that won't be so good.
It was amazing. My mom would just... And, you know, of course, she's, you know, sainthood, but there are a couple people that maybe she didn't care for. And just if she would just say something like, you know, stay away... We just all totally never questioned it. Just right. Totally disliked.
Not even a question. Nope. Boom. Done.
Like the mafia.
You're dead
yeah.
to me.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Not even a question mark.
So I know that's too bad that, you know.
But unfortunately, Jim.
Aaron Rodgers. What?
That influenced me on my bet.
You did not want to bet. You did not want to support Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, I did.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree.
I didn't want to. In my head, I'm thinking,
yeah.
Geez, Aaron Rodgers against the Patriots. Patriots are not good, but you know what I mean? But it's like, no, I don't want to. I didn't want to pull for him.
Right.
So I bet against him. So I did my heart instead of my head, and I lost money because of it.
Yep. So you got to just set that aside or just don't bet on that game.
Yeah. But that's for sure. And I would have, if you hadn't texted me and said, I'm going to the casino. You want to come?
So basically, that whole story to say fault. It's
yeah.
Jim's
it's
fault.
My fault. Yes. It's my fault. Yeah.
Like I said, a butterfly flaps his wings in the Amazon and a hurricane starts.
Your day kind of went downhill.
Went way downhill. Ever from that on, nothing good happened. Then, you know what? I got up this morning. You ever have this happen? You must have a dream where you oversleep. It's like, and you wake up and it's like, oh, I can get up. And I could have sworn my clock said 5:33.
All right.
Okay.
Mm.
So I get up. I'm doing whatever. Just about to jump in the shower, and I grab my phone, and I look. It was 3:33.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did you?
And I was literally about to turn on the shower, and I realized it was 3:33.
Yeah, but I couldn't go back to sleep if I got up at 3:33.
I kind of did. Oh, no, kind of did.
I'd start making
Yeah, I know. So anyway, happy Friday to you.
Yeah,
folks.
It is. And then, but the game's going to be fun this weekend. We both have bets on the game. We'll recap that on Monday. But I brought that sheet in. I'll find it. Anyway, the over-under, how many points are going to be scored? I took the over. I'll find it.
All right.
It with me.
Today is Fried Rice Day. Something I will be doing on my Blackstone. And you know what?
Who's Blackstone?
Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I'm doing. I'm keeping mine, and I'm going to Fleet Farm, and I'm buying one for you guys, and I'm bringing it over to the shelter.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Packers have to cover Sunday, but... But still,
The over-under is 36.5 points, so... The total score has to be 37 points for you to make money.
If I take the over.
Yeah, I did take the over.
Oh, I didn't take an over-under on that one. I just took the Packers getting 2.5 points.
Okay.
So Packers could lose 30-28 and I still win. But if they lose.
Okay, I don't care what they lose by, as long as it's over 37 points.
All right. Today's Pepperoni Pizza Day, Tradesman Day, String Cheese Day. Is there string cheese anywhere outside of Wisconsin?
I don't know, but
I had never heard of it before. Oh, and why does string cheese not taste good if you just eat it like a regular piece of cheese, but it's got to be split into?
Oh, no,
why
you got to peel it off.
Do you think it's because it's salty or in the inside and maybe the outside, you know? So when you strip it, you're getting the actual inside of that cheese or something?
Must be. Like, I mean, who invented
you want it
that?
That dense, though. You know, you got to peel it. I mean, that's a great snack for kids.
I know.
Man. Oh, they love that.
I know. But why does it taste so good once you peel it?
Right.
Somebody discovered it. Somebody invented that.
Yeah. Well,
how much money does that guy have?
Yeah. Didn't Donald Driver have his own, like, cheese sticks? He did something for...
I thought so.
Yeah, he did. I remember eating it.
Anyway, I thought so.
Yeah, that's a great snack. And obviously, we love it because it's from Wisconsin.
So. Yep. Raspberry Day, my favorite fruit. My favorite fruit in the world.
Yep.
POW MIA Recognition Day.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Birthdays, Gunnar and Matthew Nelson. Met them one time. They were at IXX back in the day.
They're going to be in town soon.
Oh!
I think maybe at the Epic.
You might have met their dad.
Ricky Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that was in the Stone Canyon Band.
Okay. That'd be fun to try to get
those guys.
They were good guys.
Those guys were fun.
Yeah.
And that's sad the way that thing went down.
Yeah, really sad. Ugh. Sophia Loren is still alive, 89. Yeah. Almost seems like she should be a lot older. I mean, she's from like the 50s.
How can you be a lot older than 89?
You're just
saying she should be dead.
No, if they said she was 96, I'd say, okay, I believe that. I'm going to be honest with you, 89 doesn't seem that old anymore. You know what I mean? I can see that. Farm Aid this weekend in New York. This was a text. Farm Aid this weekend in New York, a concert to benefit the family farmer, been going on since 1985. Willie Nelson, Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Neil Young have been donating to this cause for years. I didn't know that was still around.
Neither did I. But boy, when that started, was that big. Oh, my
God. It was Willie Nelson, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was huge.
And you know what the funny thing is? I read his book, and he was doing that to help out the farmers, the IRS was basically auctioning off all of his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was so far behind in taxes.
Yeah.
But here he was going out and helping the farmers.
Yeah. He's something else. How old is he? He's got to be.
80s?
Right.
I think he is 80.
Yeah.
He's
an interesting guy, and he's just been Willie...
Yeah.
Since day one.
91.
He's 91?
Wow. He is 91 years old.
See, wouldn't you think Sophia Loren was older than Willie Nelson? Let's be honest.
You're right.
Wow.
So he's performing tonight at that Farm Aid thing?
Well, they're all kind of part of that.
Right.
That's cool. I saw him at the casino one time here. Him and Kris Kristofferson. Kris Kristofferson's voice was so bad, I'm shocked that he even gave it a shot.
That's a pretty good ticket.
Yeah, that was great. Me and Charlie from Y100 went together. It was great.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I would have gone to that, yeah.
I've got a friend who sees Willie Nelson every time he's in concert.
Really?
I've seen him like 20 times or something.
Well, we had those one people at the, our guy who did the Garth Brooks show.
Adam Lee.
Adam Lee.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Those people that were there saw Garth 52 times.
Wow. Right. Those are groupies.
52 times. Rob Demosky. You know our buddy Rob Demosky?
Oh, yeah.
I bet he has seen Springsteen over 50 times.
Yeah, wow. He said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are just so... I would do that with like a Bob Seger if I didn't have to work or something.
But do those performers know? I think they do.
We get sent a quick break.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Big show coming up today, folks. Matt Brock, former Packer, will be joining us. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Hispanic Heritage Day, presented by Aurora Healthcare, returns on September 22nd. Be there for a celebration of Hispanic culture and get a special Brewers t-shirt when you purchase a Community Night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor on a beautiful Friday morning, 63 in Green Bay, 68 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide coming your way. We've got some folks from Bellin Sports Medicine coming in. Mark's got some of his people going to talk to us about some great things. We've got Naomi Mose coming up in just a little bit. Naomi runs the Downtown Art Garage in Green Bay, does wonderful things for artists in the community, but especially for young kids. Really, really wants to get young kids in there and really getting them involved with art and everything. Just a grassroots effort she started up, and it's gone tremendous. And she's putting on a show in Door County this weekend. And it looks like it's in this really big, old, huge, 150-year-old barn with local artists and everything. She says there's some amazingly talented people in there. So we're going to talk to her coming up in just a few minutes about this great event she's putting together in Door County this week.
Cool.
What a great thing to do this weekend. Go to Door County.
Right.
Go to something like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pronounce the names of the Bellin Sports Medicine people.
Well, I think that's pretty cool what they're doing.
I think it's Kasaya Vetter.
Kasaya. Yeah. Okay.
And Tori Kalasako.
Okay.
So Bellin, of course, has the whole college and the nursing, but they do what they do for some of this therapy work. And what they do is they go to people who maybe can't afford that. So they work at the community. You know, we have one right next to the shelter, right?
Yeah. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, and then there's one over here, too, on Bodart. But
they're students. They're physical therapy and Bellin College therapists who are students doing therapy work on their clients at the NEW Community Clinic. Right. So is that yours?
Well, that's one. There's two of them. So I'm sure they do it. I'll ask them that, but I'm sure they're there at that one.
Okay.
And I think that's really good that students work with homeless, because that's part of always unfortunately going to be part of our segment, part of our population. And even, you know, Greta, when she was in medical school, they spent time at the new community clinic. And, you know, they've got health issues too, and you got to make sure they understand you're speaking their language.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So anyway, I'm interested in talking to them.
Wait. Who texted this one, Todd?
Shane messaged in on Facebook saying, "Looking good, fellas."
Thank you, Shane.
All right.
Thank you. All right, Shane. Hey, our favorite listener of the day happens to be Shane. Shane will win two tickets.
Yes.
Thank you, Shane. You know what's so... this is the last time I'm even going to talk about this.
Sure. But...
Wait.
Okay.
Get on the scale yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, this will be the last time you talk about this,
so last
I'm
time
sure.
I talk about this, 224.8.
That's
it's like, oh my God, I'm under 225. I never want to see 225 again. Next thing, I'm going into the teens. Next thing, I'm going into the 190s.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's the plan.
This morning, 227.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I ate yesterday? Tuna fish. I ate tuna fish. On a wrap.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's light tuna, right from the Dollar Tree. Light tuna, light mayo, on a light wrap. I had a couple of beers last night watching the game. I'll admit that.
Light beer.
Bush Light. Light beer.
I don't know.
How that's not even beer.
That's a
it's
lot
not even of beer. About,
right? Sounds like a lot of marketing.
How did I gain 3
right.
pounds?
That's what I'm saying.
But from that, God, I hate my scale.
Yeah. Yeah.
But have you, I mean, let's say 2 weeks ago, are you still down from where you were 2 weeks ago?
I'm down, but it won't, I can't get, you know what I mean? It's like, I'll lose and it's like, I eat nothing. You see what I eat? You know what I eat? You know what I'm eating today? Herring.
That's.
We need herring, Jim.
But we talked last night, man. You got to have crackers. You got to find something.
I know,
something.
That's hard. Is
you
there gotta, a cracker that does
or it? maybe, this is, I was just thinking about this after I dropped you off. Maybe you want to go buy that, what's that toast, that bread that I didn't like? That keto bread?
Unleavened bread?
Well, it's not unleavened, but the keto bread, right? It has no carbs. It's expensive, $7, $8 a loaf. But you could take that and roll it
I just
flat.
Want to say anything. I believe it's $9.
Okay.
And I'm not even kidding about it. $9 for a loaf of bread.
It is. It is. It's expensive. But I didn't like the taste of it. But what you could do is roll that flat, put it in the toaster, and then cut that up in squares and put your herring on that. I mean, that's something.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you got to try.
At least you make toast out of it.
It's like you tell yourself it's a cracker.
Thinner. Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
I mean, because you got to, we were trying to find
crackers. I almost make like a smash burger with the
right,
thing.
With the bread.
Get it
and
real thin and
cut it
That's not a bad idea.
We got a text yesterday, Mayor Jim's Herring Emporium.
Yeah.
Was the idea for you guys, so.
Not a bad idea.
I love it.
Not a bad idea.
I think.
Come on down.
I've had people text me saying, they've never heard of anything more disgusting than getting cream of herring for a gift.
It was the homemade thing. It was right up there with birdhouses.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that would be fun to be like, I don't know what I'm going to give you guys when you come over.
Naomi, I'm going to ask her if she wants me to make a bunch of birdhouses for her Door County things. I think those would go big up there with the Chicago people.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian says Green Bay West homecoming tonight.
Fun. Now,
homecoming's always fun, no matter
it
what.
It is, but you know what? I hope they win.
Well, yeah.
It's tough, because homecoming, don't they usually, play
you try
somebody?
To schedule somebody that you...
That's a good chance you're going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way.
It's a nice night for the game, though.
Yeah,
fun.
Fantastic.
And I see they're finally going to move that stupid tower. Boy, I can't believe what a cluster that was.
That is one of the weirdest things.
Well, it just was like a... that's the problem with government.
But didn't that just seem common sense?
It did. But that's because we see it from 30,000 feet. It's like, wait a minute, you guys are putting this addition on. You're putting a stadium. There's towers right here in the middle. It's going to block the obstruct views. But you know, when people work in silos, this department over here, this department over here, and then all of a sudden it's like, that happened to us. And you know, I was the victim of that. When we built Festival Foods on the east side, state did one of the roads, we did a road, and they didn't match up.
No!
And it took a long time because that's not my fault. That's not my fault. It was just so embarrassing that the roads didn't line up, and that's what happened here. But this thing's going to cost some money.
What movie was that? It's about the railroads where they're coming together from east to west. And it's like, I didn't do it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's nobody's fault. So
wow.
Anyway, it sounds like they got that squared away, but that's at West, right?
Tonight? Yeah, Green Bay West. Good for them.
Yeah,
nothing like homecoming. It's a blast for everybody involved.
Oh yeah, that school's awesome. That
Is tonight the night you go out and TP other people's houses too?
Sure. They still do that.
Opponent. Neighbors, I should say this is probably 5-6 years ago. My neighbors played at East, and their house got all.
How do you get that out of trees?
You really don't.
Wait for it to dissolve or whatever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you TP'd houses?
Never in my life. Honestly.
We got to take them out, Jim.
Oh, man. You just throw it. It's amazing.
Never did.
If you just... On a night with a little dew, so it gets a little wet up in those trees, it never comes out.
Wow. Right? All right.
Yeah.
I think I do it in the guy. Some old Finlander is having a bad day. It's half a bottle of Old Crow in him. All right. We got to send a quick break. Naomi Moe will be joining us. We come back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, it appears that the tight milk supply situation in the United States catching the attention of some cooperatives. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville, says there's discussion going on in many cooperatives to reverse their previous verdict on quotas.
In some co-ops, they're actually voting to remove the quota altogether. Just to eliminate that language from the playbook. Because at this stage in the game, I think everybody realizes that tool was good for the moment, but nobody wants to talk about it again. Because it did hold back several people from taking that next step forward a couple of years ago when they wanted to. Because if we go back a couple of years, remember $23, $24 milk in 2022 that helped, you know, send the signal. And if we would have already been expanding, we wouldn't be in the place that we're at right now.
Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, he said it's not only about the tight milk supply situation many regions are facing, it's also about the pending decision from USDA on potential federal milk marketing order changes. We'll get you a recap on the numbers from Thursday's trade. That's up next.
Wisconsin is known for its incredible variety of cheese, and no event showcases that better than Cheese Fair Off the Square. Rachel Kerr, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, highlights the excitement and diversity that makes this event stand out. From discovering new favorites to experiencing the artistry behind cheesemaking, attendees will have the chance to explore the best of Wisconsin's cheesemakers.
It's crazy how much people just want to try everything they possibly can. I mean, last year there were people who spent well over an hour just making their way around to all the tents, trying every cheese, trying to figure out which one, you know, was maybe their new favorite. And I think that's what's so unique and so special about Wisconsin is that we have so much variety. We have so many different products by makers that are just doing different things. And this is a chance for us to let people explore that and be excited about what's coming out of the state and explore and taste the innovation and the new products and the different flavors and the artistry that goes into cheese making.
Learn more at wisconsindairy.org.
Corn, beans, and wheat were all lower in trade on Thursday. The dairy complex was a little mixed. Barrel cheese on Thursday dropped a penny and a quarter to 261. 40-pound block cheese, that was up three at 227 and a half, while the AA butter finished 3.5 cents lower, down to 297 a pound. There's just a quick snapshot on some of the numbers from the marketplace trade on Thursday. Don't forget, I'll be out and about today celebrating another opening of an NFL-themed corn maze today in Ripon. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at CivicMedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 82. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Sunny in mid-80s on Saturday. 62 with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night. For Sunday, showers and a high of 71. 69 on Monday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a gorgeous Friday morning, Packer weekend down in Nashville. What else would be fun to do? I got an idea. How about going to Door County this weekend? Naomi Mose. Hello, Naomi.
Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Getting excited.
Are you in Door County right now?
I'm in Door County looking at all the beautiful buildings of this beautiful farm.
Yeah, tell us all about Naomi, of course, is the owner, creator, originator, manager, whatever you want to call it, of the Downtown Green Bay Art Garage.
Executive director, right?
Executive director.
Yeah. And you do some great events there.
Everything.
Oh, no. I'm not the executive director. I'm just a board member.
Oh.
But I got my pulse on what's going on there. And I am involved with a lot of other things in the Green Bay area.
Well, you're one of the great sculptors in the world. Besides that, I mean, your stuff's beyond belief.
What's cool about you, Naomi, is your events are more than just the artwork. I mean, you bring in the food trucks, you bring in the energy, and
it's a very eclectic.
It is. It's
group
that follows you. Cool group of people.
So well, you know, I think I have a great group of friends and peers, and the goal is we got this beautiful property up in Door County, and Mom and I. Just, it's my mother's, and she wants to give to the community, the whole northeastern Wisconsin at large. And being an artist, it's such a zen place to work for my art, on my art. People drive by, take pictures of this place, and we wanted to more or less open it to the public for a weekend, a year, the gorgeous golden fall time. Mom is a great antiquer. She's got her reputation as a very knowledgeable woman that knows her antiques, and she's fun to talk to. So she has her antiques in the lower barn where the cows used to get milked. I have 11 artists in the upper barn, and by the way, the barns are gorgeous in themselves. And then there's a granary, and the granary building is about 3/4 as large as the barn, and I have 12 artists in there, and then a few sprinkled around in tents.
Wow, this sounds awesome.
Yeah, so where is this now? Tell me, we're driving up on 42. Where do we go?
You simply drive straight up to 42. We have signs out starting in Carlsville, but it's only about 1 hour and 5 minutes north of Green Bay.
Okay.
About 2.5 miles north of Carlsville, 2.5 miles south of Egg Harbor. And I want to mention that this is, Mom and I do this for our friends and of both themes, antiques and arts, as a gift to them. Because we want artists and people that work hard at these kind of lives to do well in life. And but yet we do know we keep, you know, the artists and the vendors high quality. And we have a charity of choice. The charity is called Friends of Plum Bottom and Pilot Island Lighthouses. And we really try to drum up some support for them. They do a great service to the whole of the state by trying to preserve those islands off of Door County.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, what a great weekend to go up there because, you know, I mean, you're the attraction, but there's so many other things to do. Stop, you know, those wineries.
And, absolutely.
Just a lot of cool.
Oh, sure.
That is a great.
And no better time of year to go.
Right. It's beautiful up there now. Well, it's always beautiful up there.
If anybody knows where the Log Den is, that restaurant, we're right before that. I mean, you're not going to miss us if you're driving up 42 because we have big yellow flags out in front.
This is so. Did you grow up there, Naomi?
No.
Oh.
I did. We were from eastern side of Green Bay. But this was kind of a long story, but it was acquired about 10 years ago, and we've done a lot of work on the buildings, getting a lot of work to get them preserved. A lot of people don't want to take care of their barns anymore.
You know, do you know the Sawyer family, Kimberly Sawyer? She was Miss Wisconsin and everything. But anyway, her family, she's from Door County area, and they took the farm where the grandparents lived on, and the cows are still there. And they turned the top floor into a like a reception type thing.
Right.
It's fun when you take those old barns like that and you restore them. Yeah. You get to see the amazing, unbelievable craftsmanship that those guys had with hand tools back then, it is something to see. Isn't it, Naomi?
It is. And with a person like me that works with my hands, I just see all the labor involved, and I can't fathom it. But, you know, I think people in earlier times really knew how to work hard, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
Our generation's pretty lucky to live at this time.
I was talking to somebody how they built them, and they would build, like, the end walls. They'd build them on the ground, okay? And then they would hook up a thing. They had a couple of poles and a really high pole going across. And then they would take a winch. And two guys would sit on the top part of the wall and ride it up. As they won, they would wrap their legs around it and ride it up. And those would be the first two guys to attach the wall on top.
That's cool.
How do you get to be that guy?
With short no safety harness or anything.
Right. Nothing. Nothing.
So, yeah. Naomi, so you've got artists that, at the second floor. Is your mom's antique place open?
What kind of antiques? Yeah, I'm interested in that,
antiques.
Too.
Yep, she's got the really great stuff, too. These women and men really know how to find the cool stuff. It's not flea market stuff, but it's not, you know, it's affordably priced, of course, but it's good stuff. Really great. Yeah, it's the lower level where the cows used to be milked.
Right.
Wow, that's so cool. You restored it.
It really pretty.
And what kind of artwork do you have? So you've got the granary and you've got the second floor. Who's displaying?
Well, we have, do you want names or just?
No, just the type of art. I mean, what are we looking at?
Okay. Painting, fiber art, meaning clothing and fiber, quilts. Sculpture, ceramics.
Wow.
A lot of stuff. Well, me, mixed media. There's a few other mixed media people. It's going to be, there's a very nice, diverse group of artists. And they're all award winning. So,
wow.
All had sort of.
Well, you still there, Naomi?
We may have lost.
Lost. Yeah. Okay. All right. Driving. What a great thing, though, man. Got a nice texture. Naomi, if you're listening, got a texture. Naomi, your St. Joe Academy's. Oh, are you still there? We lost you for a second, Naomi. Go ahead.
Yep. I said that it's always a risk when an artist does a show, because I've done a few shows myself where I haven't sold anything. And it's, you know, a lot of these shows you have to pay $300 or $400 to get into, and we don't want to do that. We just want to give back. And it sounds really corny, but we're proud of this place that we are blessed to live at. And I don't live here full time. I'm up here in the summer. I have my summer studio here, and it's my best creative time. And we want to share it with everybody.
That's awesome.
That's what we do. It sounds corny, but it's the fact.
That's
great. Silly, but
Naomi, we got a text here. It says, your St. Joe Academy classmates are so proud of you and all you've accomplished. We all knew back in high school already how talented you were.
Aw. Thank you, whoever said that.
Yeah.
That is so generous. That's so generous.
Well, are you going to have any of your sculptures there?
Oh yes.
Okay.
I'll show off a little bit.
Excellent. You know, excellent.
Yes. Hope to see some of you up there if you can make it.
Absolutely. What a great weekend. One more time. It's Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 9 to 5. Sunday, 10 to 4. And no fees. There's parking in the back. You'll see signs, food trucks. Should be a good time.
That's going to be a great time.
And we should head north on 42?
Just 42, yeah. And if you get to Egg Harbor, yep. You're a little too far. But, I mean, you got the signs there, but that's, like,
wonderful.
Where you're heading to go in an hour. Boy, that's what a great thing to see. And it's, you know, an hour's nothing, right? And that's such a beautiful drive anyway. No. So, yeah.
Hey, Naomi, I just want to say one more time, though, and I said this a little bit in the intro talking about you. What you do for young kids, and a lot of times the kids around town, close to downtown Green Bay, a little disadvantaged at times economically or whatever, and you go out of your way to make sure those kids, nothing gets in the way of those kids at least having a great exposure to creativity through art.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and that the vehicle for that is the Art Garage.
Yeah.
We really need to get the word out more about that, the Art Garage, and what it does for everybody.
Well, we're here for you. We'll be your we'll be your mouthpieces.
Yeah, and I think what you display there is for everybody. I mean, the whole family can go, or you bring mom, or just whatever. Just if it's a date day.
Jim and Todd both told me to make sure I asked you this. Would there be a market for my old natural Barnwood birdhouse?
Neither of us asked.
In Door County or any of your shows?
Bring it up. We'll show them off.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
I can't give this stuff away.
Just take it. It'll be 4:45 on Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Would you take $5? I'll give you $5 to take it.
Get a free birdhouse with every purchase.
Yes, there you go. Birdhouse with every purchase. Right. Nice. I like
it. Do a deal with the food truck guy. Yeah. You'll figure something out. That's going to be a fun weekend. I mean, what a great thing to do. And, you know, there's things going on here, too. But just to drive up for an hour and a couple wineries and stop in and see your place.
And you know what? We're always trying to encourage people to do businesses in downtown Green Bay or whatever, despite the fact you can't park down here or anything. But we still think it's awesome what you're doing with the art.
Is it free parking or is it $22 tickets? Or what do you got up there?
Take your pick, right?
Yeah. Naomi, you're doing wonderful things for the whole community. You're amazingly talented.
Thank you for telling the world about it.
Oh, yeah. We love the arts. Absolutely.
Have a great weekend up there, Naomi. And next week, please let us know how it went.
I will.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Say hi to your mom.
You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye. Naomi Mose, owner, of course, of the Downtown Art Garage in Green Bay. Unbelievable sculpture. Look her up. Look up some of the stuff she's created. It's mind-boggling.
We've got to remind people of the Art Garage again.
Absolutely.
You know, we're into that 6 months ago because and I went there quite a bit.
Well, she's going to help me. You know what I'm getting into? Did I tell you this?
Birdhouses.
No, I'm stepping beyond birdhouses.
Okay.
Barnwood tables. Okay.
Those could work.
Okay, but here's what we're doing. I'm taking some that are really, really, like where insects get into them or whatever and kind of,
like termites and stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that where you got the big grooves in them.
That looks cool.
And things like that. So what we're doing is we're doing this thing with epoxy, with different colored epoxies, and you fill in those with the epoxy. And it looks really, really cool. So I've dug out some old boards. I'm going to do that with it. She's going to help me.
Mm.
What? I'd be willing to sell you the first one.
Yeah. You have to have a contract seller and a buyer.
Yeah.
When
we get Ben and Deanna on, you got to see these funny things popping up on like Facebook now about realtors where like the girl, I'm sorry, please sign this before you have to sign this before I allow you to go into the house.
Oh, because of this new buyer agency rules? Thing. Yeah.
And the guy's like, I'm not going to sign something. She says, well, I can't show you the house. Well, that's fine. I'm not going to. And she says, well, okay, I'll tell you what. Don't tell anybody. Let's just go in this one time, okay? And then they're saying, whatever her name was, Ashley or something. Ashley was seen on the doorbell camera allowing him in without signing contracts. She was sentenced to 30 years in prison.
There's change in the air in that industry.
Sure is stuff. So what do you think of my table idea?
I like it. I don't know that I would fill it in with epoxy.
Well, it's a new thing.
Epoxy's gray and it's
it's clear, right?
It's clear. It's bright colors. It's like turquoise, and you can get whatever color you want.
I've seen tables where they take like raw wood,
yes,
and they have two pieces that are split, and the raw pieces in the middle,
yes,
and they put epoxy in
that's
there.
That's exactly.
But it's clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yes, it's very cool.
Maybe tint it a little blue or whatever.
Absolutely, no question. Naomi's going to help me on that. What do you think about that?
What are the legs?
I already ordered them. They're hairpin.
Oh, okay.
Hairpin legs. I've got them sitting in my garage.
What are they made out of?
Metal.
Well, you don't want that.
Why not?
If it's a piece of barnwood,
legs? No. It's big. That kind of stuff now is big with the metal, the iron, and the old wood.
Yep.
Those are two things that have come together.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Help me market
them. He's not buying it.
No, he's not buying it.
He'll sell herring.
I do want to say, I'm a little bit of a visual guy, so I'll show you some pictures. I have to see it.
Todd, could you find something to show him?
I'll find some stuff.
I don't think.
Look at Todd back there.
Turquoise.
This is bizarre. Todd, I got to be honest with you. You seem really big time.
I know.
You almost look like one of the guys from Spaceballs.
We got to get tours. Exactly. We have to get tours going here. You should see the screens.
Command center.
They have upgraded our studio, which is unbelievable to begin with. And what do you got? Six screens now?
I've got six in here
six
right now.
Six screens.
Wow. He's big time.
He is, man.
I'm actually watching Milton at home right now on this one over here.
That is one of the screens.
Wow. And we got another quick break. We got a lot coming up. Teddy Stefaniak, former Green Bay Packer, Matt Brock coming up. We got live music. We got a lot of bleep going on today and a beautiful Friday in Titletown. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here, and a good-looking Friday morning. You got people texting here. Hey, I've seen those charcuterie boards like John's Tables. Love them. Text. Those tables are so cool. Go for it, John.
Thank you.
Todd just sent Jim a picture of what they look like. What do you think, Jim?
That's
What? No, what?
Lava lamp, a bong.
No,
that's what I see.
Not at all.
That's what I see. I do. I see. You guys. I when I looked at that, I see that as a.
Okay, let me show you.
I like it.
Let me show you my wood that I'm going to use.
I like for the chair that's here. In that picture.
Look at this.
That's cool.
Here's my wood that I got in my garage.
Yeah,
you
right.
See how I'm going to use that?
Yeah. Okay, so what is that? That's like a barn board?
Barn wood, yeah. But it's got the big groove down the middle of it. So Naomi and I are going to do that with the, we'll put it through the planer first, I think, just lightly, and then do the epoxy thing.
And that,
and I'm going to sell that.
That turquoise epoxy is cool.
That's what we're going to use. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think? That's my new sidelight. You know, everybody, they say you have to have a second thing.
Mine's side hustle.
Everybody mine's gonna be building stuff out of all the old barred one I've got.
Not sure about the legs though. Those are metal legs.
They're metal legs. All everything these you oh can ask goodness. Naomi. Old wood and metal. Todd, could you make her? Could you do one super quick call with her again, please?
Sure.
Would that be possible?
Yeah. Let me see what I can do.
Thank you. But don't you think that's a perfect board to start?
I think
with?
The board is good.
Why are you so cynical?
Dude? I'm not. I just
you're supposed to be one of these guys that encourages.
Entrepreneurs. I love it. That's
but you're caustically cynical.
No. I encourage you to
John,
do that.
John, how many linens would you be able to put on those tables
there
asking
you go,
for
there.
A friend? Thank you. If I had a bell in front of me, I'd ring the bell for you, buddy.
Asking for a friend.
Give me the bell right there. Give me the bell. Thank you, Todd.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, I think there's a market for that. I'm not sure it's
okay, if
people
I was
like
your
me.
Student.
I would encourage
you,
absolutely.
And everybody has to come
absolutely.
In at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Like you did with your one guy with the, you know, he was marketing the singer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You got your final project.
Oh,
I
yeah,
come in, I'm telling you what I'm doing. What would you say?
To that?
Yeah.
Oh, I would totally encourage you to do that.
Oh, you would?
I thought you were trying to sell it to me.
No.
And that's what I told, even when I was telling that kid you're talking about, the musician that he wanted to promote was kind of a rapper.
Yeah.
And that's just not my kind of music, right? But I was telling him, you got to get people saying yes. So I said, look, Ryan, when you talk to people, do you Do you like local talent?
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. Do you like...
Okay, we got... Hey, Naomi. We're sorry to bother you again.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hey, no.
So I've been talking about the project you and I are going to do with my old wood, my old barn wood, and putting the...
Yes.
Okay, and Todd just showed Jim some pictures.
Of the tops.
Jim, who teaches classes in college on young entrepreneurs, is amazingly difficult to convince that this is a good project. Jim?
Totally untrue. Naomi, I love the entrepreneur, and I think it's a great project, and I just want to make sure that we've done our research and that we have the right product for the market. The wood tables, historic kind of barn wood, and then so that's really cool how you make it kind of modern with some of that turquoise.
Yeah.
The legs to me, and again, I just saw pictures
of it. I bought hairpin legs, metal legs.
Is that
he thinks I need wooden legs.
I think thicker legs or something. I just didn't think it. Tell me about the legs. I'm.
Well, the legs could be out of other pieces of barn wood.
That'd be awesome.
Thicknesses of barn wood. Would that be sharp?
Yeah,
even if it had something with a little paint on it.
Yeah. Oh, I've got that too. I've got red barn wood, completely red barn wood. I can't believe the old wood I've got stashed. Yeah.
The other thing is find some old stanchions that have round metal.
Right. Oh, I like
and
that.
And use that, those legs.
I do like those the hairpin. I mean, that's something that I would have in my home because I have a lot of like mid-century stuff in my house, so that would fit for me.
Yes. Yep. Because there's kind of a yin and yang with things, aren't there?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. The hairpin legs will make it more, like I said, mid-century modern.
Yep.
The other way, using more wood, and maybe sometimes that's the best thing, is just to have a little taste of antiquity spiced with a little bit of color in the varnish, in the resin, and then having the legs super contemporary. I also know an artist that would do fabulous like blacksmith style legs, however you want.
I think if you really want to showcase, though, the tabletop, which is what you're doing, and I thought those legs didn't fit. I thought they looked like a folding table. If you could just have an acrylic base.
Todd.
Just clear.
Even look at the look on Todd's face. Like, I can't believe how.
Just floating.
No, no. Yeah, right. No. Like acrylic legs. Like they would just be like the whole focus.
No.
The whole focus would be the tabletop. Naomi, you have the floor.
That would be like a modernist.
Yes.
It would be like a modernist thing with having the acrylic legs.
The yin and the
cool
yang.
Would that be?
Right. There you go. I love it.
I never thought of that.
Actually, Naomi, you know what I've got wood of that sometimes I've actually made some birdhouse out of this, and people are like, oh, I can't take that because that's probably lead-based paint. But that white stuff they used to have on the barns, it's not lead-based paint. It's like a whitewash made out of lime and stuff like that, and that's what they used to use on the inside of the cow barns, right? Because it was so durable.
Right.
Right.
It was more durable and a little bit more and easier to clean.
Yes.
And you don't want all the other the lead-based paint by the cattle.
No, exactly. So that's I've got some of that. Maybe that would make cool legs.
That would be really cool.
Okay.
You could try. How much wood do you got? Do a couple different styles.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I got plenty. Yeah. Oh, this is exciting.
I don't want it to look too bulky either.
Next year you can be at my show.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love it.
I'll take a couch table, okay?
Yeah. I'll make
with
you
that
one.
Top.
Okay. This is what you got to do.
You give me the dimensions.
I need the hairpin legs.
Fans for my artwork.
Let the customer decide. Have these beautiful tabletops, then have three options on the legs. And I would say I'll take the acrylic legs because I don't want it to look bulky in my house.
I'm not doing acrylic legs. I don't know how to do acrylic legs.
So would you do the acrylic legs in clear, or would you do them
clear? Clear. I don't want it to look bulky. I want it to look like I want to focus on the top, and I don't want it to look bulky. I want it to be.
You have a good point there, Jim.
Oh, don't say
that.
Why did you do that?
Who's the executive director?
You have to leave us with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Naomi.
You Saint
Joe's. See you this weekend. Love them.
Thanks. Talking to you guys.
You do. See ya.
We'll talk another time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.